Sounding great at 7:38 on a Monday morning, 29 minutes after 7 o'clock. Baby, I'm a scared of you. The Womack family, Bobby and Linda. It's actually Cecil and Linda. Womack and Womack. 29 minutes after 7.
Tonight, the Carvery at Nova Park is open from 7 o'clock. You'll be more than impressed with both the food and the service. There's a choice of four main courses at the introductory price of only £3.95. Enjoy a special meal tonight at the Carvery, Nova Park, Stocking Lane. A word of advice from CompShop. Before you buy a computer, check us out. A few pence spent on a phone call could save you hundreds of pounds. We not only sell computers, we have a full backup service. So don't trust to luck in the computer game. Come in and see us at CompShop, 14 Station Road, New Barnet, Hertfordshire. Or pick up the phone and call London, 01-440-7033. CompShop, main dealers for Apple, Commodore, Acorn, Samuel, and Apricot. CompShop, tomorrow's technology at today's prices.
Stereo 102.7 on a Monday morning, it's 7:30 exactly. And over in the newsroom, it's Bob. Good morning.
Good morning. With some good news for you weather-wise, dry with sunny spells. It's like another spring all over again and a high of 17 degrees. That's for the Bay Area, across the water, England, Northwest, Wales, Scotland, and the Isle of Man. Cloudy with drizzle, but that should lift to give you some sunny periods as well. And you'll also have a high of 17 degrees. The headlines are to be talked later today to try to resolve the strike at Dublin Gas over the use of outside contractors on the changeover to natural gas. The Minister for Industry, Mr. Bruton, has announced two new industrial projects involving an investment of nearly £60 million and the creation of 450 new jobs. An explosion in the Shankiller Road area of Belfast last night is believed to have been caused by a ruptured gas main. President Duarte of El Salvador is to have peace talks today with the political and military leaders of the left-wing forces there. Anti-terrorist branch officers in Britain have released without charge a Libyan arrested in Birmingham on Thursday. Monsignor Bruce Kent is to give up his post as General Secretary of the Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament. And talks between the National Coal Board and the National Union of Mine Workers resume in London tonight. The Brighton bombing and its aftermath are still echoing in the papers this morning. Britain fears new IRA blitz, the press headline. Provo death attacks feared before talks from the Independent, and British begin major review of security from the Times. The Independent goes on to say Scotland Yard anti-terrorist squads last night declared a full-scale security alert around British politicians, judges, and military personnel in the face of what they fear may be a new IRA onslaught. A 4-to-5-member Provo unit was said last night to be ready to scale an autumn offensive even more daring than Friday's assassination bid on Mrs. Thatcher and her cabinet. The Yard now believes that the unit which planted the Brighton bomb includes at least one woman. Detectives suspect that it's a deep-cover English gang set up after anti-terrorist detectives infiltrated British-based cells. And last night, as the anti-terrorist chief, Commander William Hucklesby, issued his new alert warning to all prominent British figures, Former Taoiseach Jack Lynch declared that the IRA would now stop at nothing, including cold-blooded murder, to achieve its aims. Mr. Lynch's speech at a Sean Tracy commemoration ceremony at Kilfeekle in County Tipperary and that of Sinn Féin President Gerry Adams at the same venue were covered by the press on its front page and by the Times inside the papers. At the bottom of the Independent, there's a joke. At least, it should be a joke if it weren't a joke. Higher phone charges on way. They should get lost on the way. Phone charges may be increased by 10% or more next year following the government's decision to seek £180 million over 3 years from Telecom Aaron. This will frustrate that body's ambition to decrease charges in real terms. Also, it may damage Telecom's aim to have telephones available on demand early in 1986. And no doubt it will also frustrate the plans to make the telephones that have already been installed work properly and justify the already exorbitant cost. Oh, what plans were they? And finally, from phones to post, as reported in the Irish Independent on Friday, 200 years of the Irish Post Office will be celebrated this week with a special stamp. It features hands passing a letter from the 18th century to the 20th century, symbolizing the continuity of the postal service, and also symbolizing the length of time it takes for a letter to get from one part of Dublin to another at the moment.
That particular letter was only delivered the other day, the one they sent. Good morning to all the chaps you just mentioned, Board Telecom, who are down in Rathmines at 5:45 this morning working.
Oh.
At 5:45, can you believe it?
How do you know they were working?
Well, when I mean working, you know, they were standing around.
Ah, yeah.
But there was great big holes in the road, which I'm sure they were responsible for. I think they dug them 2 weeks ago. Now they were checking, they were still there. 25 away from 8.
Back as the lights up, but Ah, come on, don't take it to heart. I didn't mean to. Of course you were working at 5:45 this morning, down in Rathmines, to the board telecom workers. Of course you were working. I saw you. 22 minutes away from 8 o'clock on a Monday morning, it's so easy to make enemies. On the M62 in the Greater Manchester area, there are some counterflow systems in operation between junctions 21 and 25 on east and westbound lanes. On the M6 in the Cheshire area, there's lane closures in operation on southbound lanes between junctions 16 and 18. And in the Lancashire area, there's a counterflow system in operation between junctions 32 and 36. In the Cumbria area, a counterflow system in operation between junctions 42 and 44 on north and southbound lanes. Radio Nova.
Minutes away from 8 o'clock.
Revs a brand new car from Windsor Rental Car at the keenest prices, especially for long jump hire. Windsor Rental Car, the company you know will deliver reliability and quality. Remember, for the newest cars at keenest prices, Windsor Rental Car, Rialto and Bachelor's Walk. Telephone 540-800. Windsor Rental Car.
Colin Hayes.
Radio Nova.
18 minutes away from 8 o'clock on a Monday morning on Radio Nova. Bob, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Colin.
Right, a little shaggy dog story. Restaurant boss Teddy Gordini reckoned his cash was safe locked in the car with his Alsatian guard dog Bosch. Nothing could be safer. A big Alsatian this guy was. And he was right. Thieves completely ignored the £2,000 in cash in his wallet on the front seat and stole the dog instead.
Yes, very shaggy indeed. This week, the Academy Theatre in Pier Street, Wuthering Heights, a dramatization for school, is showing daily at 10 a.m. and 2:30 p.m., so schools go along and see that.
This is the one you got wrong before, isn't it?
The one I got wrong before. I got it right. It's definitely on this week. And at night at the Academy, the Cal Black film Pigs,
Which has been screened, by the way, at a number of international film festivals, Cannes, Munich, Filmex Los Angeles, and it's scheduled for presentation at the prestigious London Film Festival later this year. It's also been selected as the official opening film for this year's Cork Film Festival. Quite a prestigious film. That's at 6:30 and 8:30, but not today or tonight. It's closed Mondays. Actually, in the Friday Night Herald, in the ad for the film, we got the bonus of a long-range weather prediction from the management. It said, no snow Mondays.
Oh,
you'd be
nice.
Glad to know that. It's not going to snow at all Monday.
Can Munich what?
Yes?
Can Munich what?
Can Munich what indeed. And from the Sutton Borough Guardian, it says, if you do not wish to handle your death announcement personally, please specify to your funeral director that you wish it to be published in the Guardian.
17 away from 8.
We're burning witches too. This water fades. Must be designed for you. It matters what you say. It matters what you do. Now we're fighting in our hearts, fighting in the streets. Won't somebody help me?
Culture Club and Company. War is stupid. 14 minutes away from 8 o'clock in a Monday morning on Radio Nova. And, well, birthday celebrants over the weekend that we missed. Celebrating his birthday yesterday, born yesterday back in 1940, was Cliff Richard. Yeah, he's celebrating his birthday. Oh, think of all the records we could be playing.
Welcome to the show that has caused more nervous disorders than Cliff Richard.
Hey! Happy birthday! Wow!
Now, also celebrating a birthday today is Roger Lamb.
Yes.
And Roger Lamb plays with Chicago. And here's Chicago.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
gives you a 3-month guarantee on parts and labor. Egan's Array. Right again. Where will you get finance arranged? Within 24 hours. Egan's Array. He's a clever lad, this, isn't he? And who can arrange insurance?
Take it easy. Stop pressing every button you see just because it's Cliff Richard's birthday. Also, it's Roger Lamb's birthday. He plays with Chicago and he celebrates his birthday today. 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock on a Monday morning. Well, I suppose we're going to have to play a Cliff Richard record. Whew. Well, here's Cliff Richard.
Getting a used car can be a real headache, but not if you know where to go. And quite frankly, there is only one place. Egan's of Bray. They're the biggest used car dealer in Leinster. No mean feat. With every vehicle, they'll give you a 3-month guarantee on parts and labour. Insurance can be arranged, and finance is available within 24 hours. So you see, it's a whole package. Egan's of Bray. And as Joan Egan likes to say,
at Egan's of Bray, we know that we can satisfy you.
Egan's of Bray.
Duffy's, measure, make and fit your curtains in 7 days. Duffy's Fabrics, North Earl Street and Arlac Centre.
102.7.
Trying hard to
understand. And it's my heart that's breaking.
Selling single this week, John Wade, I Ain't Missing You At All. 5 minutes away from 8 o'clock, Stereo Nova on a Monday morning. Some sports news for this Monday. Ron Atkinson made absolutely no secret of his delight at Manchester United's 5-1 triumph over West Ham at Old Trafford on Saturday. You'll have to go a long way to see any team play better than that, said the United manager following the game. In golf, Bernard Langer clipped 4 shots off the course record with a closing round of 62 to win the £80,000 tournament in the Spanish Open. In boxing, Barry McGuigan is looking for a world title fight against WBA champion Pedroza. Manager Barney Eastwood will open negotiations within the next few weeks. He said it's going to take £500,000 plus to get him over here, but we're going to give it a try.
738 AM.
Following the news with Bob at 8 o'clock, we start off the brand new hour with a big, fast oldie. Also, we've got our eccentric of the morning. You can have an opportunity to win a fabulous handmade snooker cue made right here in Ireland. Also, we'll be looking at the brand new Wally book and the true story of a man who kept a town alive with his money. All coming up following the 8 o'clock news right here on Radio Nova.
Thank you.
To celebrate their first anniversary, Home Choice Carpets of Station Road Bray have reduced many of their ranges. Bedroom carpet from $1.99 a square yard. Canvas back carpet from $5.50 a square yard, fitted and felted free. Vinyls from $2.95 a square yard. Thousands of other bargains and remnants at crazy prices. But to really celebrate 1 year, just spend £700 or more and you'll receive free accommodation for two people for 14 nights at any of 150 Grade A hotels in Britain and Ireland. Spend from £150 up to £690 and you'll qualify for a weekly draw for a free holiday. Home Choice Carpets, celebrating 1 year. And don't forget their Christmas club. Home Choice Carpets, Station Road Bray. Open all week, late night Friday, Sunday 3 to 6. Providence and access holders, very welcome. Home Choice Carpets, Station Road, Bray.
Vitacurl's new. Vitacurl styles beautifully. Peter Mark, Vitacurl, £16, Mondays to Fridays.
Lawrence's Jewelers, Henry Street and Ibex Center, where diamonds are forever.
Broadcasting from Dublin on 738 kHz AM and 102.7 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 8 o'clock. This is Bob Gallico. Good morning. There are to be talks later today to try to resolve the strike at Dublin Gas over the use of outside contractors on the changeover to natural gas. Pickets have been placed, but the company says there's no threat to supplies. The Minister for Industry, Mr. Bruton, has announced two new industrial projects involving an investment of nearly £60 million and the creation of 450 new jobs. A Singapore plastics company will employ 250 people at Kilcool in County Wicklow, and an American computer equipment firm in Limerick City will increase its workforce from 600 to 800. Gardaí and County Monaghan are investigating a fire which destroyed 6,000 bales of hay and straw and a large quantity of machinery at the farm of Mr. Pather Finnegan near Carrickmacross. It took 8 hours to bring the blaze under control. An explosion in the Shankill Road area of Belfast last night is believed to have been caused by a ruptured gas main. No one was injured in the blast at a house in Pernow Street, but windows in nearby houses were shattered. U.S. President Reagan has telephoned Queen Elizabeth in Wyoming, where she's spending 4 days on holiday at a ranch. Her press secretary, Mr. Michael Shea, say they had discussed the implications of the Brighton Hotel bombing last week by the IRA. Earlier, Mrs. Thatcher had been telephoned by the Queen, the first direct link between the British monarch and the Prime Minister since Thursday morning's attack. President Duarte of El Salvador is to have peace talks today with the political and military leaders of the left-wing forces there. The talks at a mountain village north of the capital have been welcomed by the auxiliary bishop of San Salvador. It'll be the first time a government leader has met the rebel commandos since the start of the Civil War in 1979. Anti-terrorist branch officers in Britain have released without charge a Libyan arrested in Birmingham on Thursday. He'd been questioned by police investigating the murder of WPC Yvonne Fletcher outside the Libyan People's Bureau in London and a series of bombings. He was one of two Libyans arrested by police last week. The other, a student, will appear at Lambeth Magistrates Court this morning, charged with conspiring to cause explosions. Monsignor Bruce Kent is to give up his post as General Secretary of the Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament. He said last night that he would not be leaving the leadership of CND, but would relinquish the full-time post in the spring of next year. Monsignor Kent said the volume of administrative work involved in the post was too great for one person. He would now concentrate on writing and speaking for the organization. He said there was no pressure from the Catholic Church for him to quit. Talks between the National Coal Board and the National Union of Mine Workers resume in London tonight. They'll be held at the offices of the Conciliation and Arbitration Service, ACAS, where they adjourned on Saturday evening. The weather prospects for the Bay Area, dry, sunny spells and a high of 17 degrees. The wind south to southeasterly, light to moderate, force 2 to 3. High tide is at 3:30 p.m. and the sunset at 6:32 p.m. For the northwest of England, Wales, Scotland, and the Isle of Man, cloudy with some drizzle, but that should give way later on to some sunny periods, a high of 17 degrees, the wind south to southwesterly, light force 2 or less. That's the Nova News and weather at 3 minutes past 8.
Colin Hayes, Radio Nova.
Thank you.
Radio Nova on a Monday morning, 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. War, Lowrider. Time for our morning's eccentric. And eccentric this morning, it's the story of Mad Jack Martin, a really crazy, crazed man. Probably, perhaps it was the port he drank, because he drank a lot of it. Mad Jack Martin, in fact, drank 8 bottles of port a day and had a mania for rough and tumble tricks. He'd ride his horse at full gallop over rabbit warrens just to unseat himself, overturn his carriage at full speed for laughs, and scamper up trees on impulse. Is that the perfume? Crackpot Martin, an 18th century Shropshire squire, he died drunk and bankrupt, and he'd amassed a wardrobe of 3,000 shirts, 100 hats, and 700 pairs of boots. And after a rewarding day's hunting, he'd invite his favourite horse, Baronet, into the library to share a bottle of port with him. And when port was in short supply, Mad Jack would down bottles of Eau de Cologne, 8 of them a day, instead of the port. Later on, he acquired a taste for brandy laced with mercury to keep the night air off his chest. Martin, always unpredictable, once rode into dinner on the back of a huge brown bear, which bit his leg and threw him onto the floor. Finally, to cure a set of hiccups he'd acquired, which had been going on for hours and hours, he set fire to his nightshirt, burning himself severely. And as he lay dying on his bed, Mad Jack opened his eyes and exclaimed, "Well, the hiccups are gone, by God." And so was he.
He's laughing with another girl and playing with another heart. Diamond lights and ruby lights, high in the sky. Heaven help him when he falls. Diamond lights, lover boy, in space with minimum waste, maximum joy.
Stereo Nova on a Monday morning. It's 12 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Trouble? Why spend your hard-earned cash on a new washing machine, vac, or tumbler dryer when we can fix your old one? All makes catered for, all spares available. Call to the washing machine company at the Monastery Shopping Center in Clondalkin, or we'll come to you. Ring us at 519-492. That's 519-492.
Security tips. Good security begins by keeping a record of all your valuables.